It's the Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
DL Glass.
I'm glad you stuck around for that, people.
Thought I was listening to an Old Dirty album.
Hey, that was one of my favorite moments ever.
Why though?
Why I don't know, man. Probably because it's that thing that everybody can relate to. You all did it as a kid,
right? Right.
Stop. But nobody ever really brought it up before.
Yes,
it's the one thing everybody did as a kid.
Yeah,
that nobody ever brought up before. Ever.
Shout out Dirty.
Shout out Old Dirty. Well, all right, this week, on a side note, let me get my tools out here. What do Ludacris, Childish Gambino, David Banner, J. Cole, Chuck D, Talib Kweli, Ice Cube, Lil Wayne, Megan Thee Stallion, 2 Chainz, Flavor Flav, Cameron, Kanye West, Common, M.I.A., Sean Combs, Guru, Diddy, LL, Wale, Young MC, Mos Def, Paul Wall, and Tracy Lee all have in common.
I know. Am I supposed to say it? College.
College. And not just going, all of those artists have degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear about this.
Right.
We talk now, and even on our show, we're guilty of talking about a lot of the negative impact. But nobody ever talks about
that side of
the degrees.
Yeah.
You got rappers out here with college degrees, went to college for 4 years, finished.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, how many of them even talk about it?
Kanye,
yeah. Kanye, he had his
project was built around, I guess, this is the person that...
One of his hats is educator.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like some of those names, you know, well, here's the deal. Earlier when I pitched this idea to you, you said, well, I guess that makes sense. There's some of the more lyrical guys also. And I think, you know, looking at this list, you could agree that these are a lot of, you know, it's a pretty lyrical list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
You know, first person that came up was Ludacris.
Like, nobody on that list was I surprised.
Right. Well, since we told you these people graduated from college, let's see what they majored in. You know, just for kicks.
Okay.
All right. Ludacris... he graduated.
Before you go through the list, let's do a poll between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the major degree? Like, what most of them have degrees in?
I'm going to guess something in communications.
That's what I was going to say, too.
You know?
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Right. And business.
Communications, business. Top two choices.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Luda graduated from Georgia State University, summa cum laude, with a bachelor's degree in music management. That's so in the business school, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Childish Gambino, he graduated from, what is this, Tisch School of the Arts? New York University Tisch School of the Arts.
Okay.
So I guess it goes without saying that it was something in the arts. I mean, they don't really say what it was, but
I mean,
you know, it's the School of the Arts.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Something theater related, probably. I'm gonna guess.
And you know, I'm gonna make an assumption too that most because I heard you mention two. I guess you can't call them record execs, but they did give out record deals to people. And probably the majority of the people on this list have had some spat back and forth with someone about the language in their contracts.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Set them up to question things in their future.
Right. Because they understood the verbiage.
Right. David Banner. He was next on the list.
Oh, David Banner got a master's.
Yeah, David Banner is, he's always questioning the establishment.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Absolutely. I mean? He graduated from Southern University. Well, I guess since you said he had the master's too, mm-hmm. so they have him listed as Southern University and, let me see. Yeah, he studied business, student government president at Southern University in Baton Rouge.
Mm.
And he graduated. Now they have A&M, but the way that my source is has it cut off, so I can't tell which A&M it is.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. We went through J. Cole.
He has talked about his master's degree in an interview or two, and
yeah, he's vocal because he wants people to understand that he's not a dummy.
Yeah,
I think that was
his advantage, so he didn't get raped.
Right.
By the industry.
Right. He's always like David Banner is like, don't ever confuse me for mm-hmm. a dummy.
Right.
You know, that's his thing. I would argue that Bun B is like that too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Bun He's B like, don't confuse me for a dummy. Killer Mike. Yeah. Don't confuse me.
Absolutely.
For a dummy.
Right. It reminds me, I saw what's his name? Not Young Jock. Scrappy. On Soul Train back in the day. And Scrappy said, I got one up on most of these artists. And my buddy was like, what's that? He said, I got my GED and my high school diploma. Okay, next person.
How you get a GED and a high school diploma? Like, is it two separate things? Like, and if you got one, do you need the other? I don't understand. Make me get it.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, he got one up then.
Yeah.
Chuck D and Flavor Flav graduated from Adelphi. Yep. Chuck D actually studied graphic design.
Damn.
Flavor Flav was the radio. Radio and business.
Damn. Okay.
Yep. Crazy, right? Graphic design. Matter of fact, right. You know the Public Enemy symbol?
Mm-hmm.
The B-boy? Yeah, he drew that, I think. I think he designed that. And
he probably came up with the name too.
Hey, I mean, you know, he's creative mind. He,
right.
He cultivated it in college.
Think about the name at the time they came.
Public Enemy.
Right. Number one.
Wah. All right, we back. Talib Kweli, New York University. He studied experimental theater.
Oh.
But his parents were, one was a college professor and the other was a college administrator. So you know he was headed to school.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You don't have much choice, both of your parents in higher education.
Right.
Guess where you going?
Mm-hmm.
let me see. Ice Cube. I got to find out exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, hold on, we have to get back up. Here we go. Ice Cube. Oh, yeah, that's right. He got his degree from Phoenix Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
He studied architectural drafting.
Wow.
It's crazy. You know, who
would have thought?
Who would have thought?
But he didn't graduate from it. He just went there.
Sounds like he graduated. He earned an associate's degree.
Okay.
So, you know, two-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
He finished what he started.
Okay.
Right now, Ice Cube mess around and build you a house.
Design that motherfucker for you. That's where the money at.
You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, University of Houston.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't graduate.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, he didn't graduate.
Okay. Two Chainz, Alabama State.
Yes, he went.
He went on a basketball scholarship and majored in psychology.
Is it Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane graduated high school with a 3.0 and went to
Gucci
Premier College at Georgia State University on a scholarship.
What?
On a scholarship. Yes. Graduated high school with a 3.0.
Go Gucci. Hey, right. But like you said, I mean, some people would argue with me right now, but amongst the rapper in the subgenre that he participates in, he is one of the more lyrical, as we, you know.
Yes. And I think that's a testament to his what's the word? His longevity in the game too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because at some point it won't just make him music, it was a plan.
Right. You know,
for somebody to last this long.
Indeed. Cameron, he graduated from a junior college, so he came out with the 2-year. But he had
Cam went for basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Kanye, the American Academy of what, Arts and Science. But is that a high school? His album was called College Dropout, wasn't it?
Who the
Kanye.
Yes.
So I don't know how accurate all of this information is at this point. Mm-hmm. Common went to Florida A&M. He majored in business administration and graduated. There goes another business guy for you. MIA, the chick that sang Paper Planes. No one on the corner has swagger like us. She graduated from London Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design.
Because I was going to say, I'm she was from here. Okay.
Right. Let me see. With a degree in fine art, film, and video. All right. And let me see. Puff Daddy went to Howard. He ended up getting an honorary doctorate later. You know, I don't know. He got his regular degree, though, didn't he? It wouldn't, like, when they give you an honorary degree, they wouldn't start a doctorate if you didn't already have it.
Right, they'll start with.
I would think they would just give you an honorary, I don't know.
Actually, yeah.
I'm guessing that
I think Puff graduated, though. Didn't he?
It would make sense to think if you give somebody an honorary doctorate, then at some point they completed the bachelor's degree. But he did attend Howard.
So, well, he got something to fall back on.
Mm-hmm. Guru graduated from Morehouse. And then went on to study at the Fashion Institute of Technology after graduation.
Okay.
Guru might have been designing clothes right now had he still been here.
And them damn fashion institutes went out of business.
Right. LL got the honorary degree from Harvard. But he's still hanging Swiss on the wall and put it in the frame.
Absolutely. Swiss Beats got his degree from Harvard too. But he actually went to class.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wale have football scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
At Robert Morris College and Virginia State.
Virginia State, yep.
What?
Yeah. He was dope.
It's funny, you don't even look at him and see, like, honestly, when you look at Wale, is the first thing you think football guy?
No.
I wouldn't
have guessed that. He do look like Mike Vick cousin, though.
Yeah, he probably get busy out there. He had to have gotten busy out there.
Yeah, he
was probably that dude.
Yeah.
You know, at least on some level, he was that dude.
Right.
To get any kind of scholarship.
Blueface went to Fayetteville State for 2 years and played quarterback.
What?
Yes. He left Fayetteville State to go back to do music.
Wow.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, he went on the football scholarship. Like, Blueface was straight playing quarterback.
Wow. You remember Young MC, Bust a Move?
Oh, yeah, college boy.
Hey, he finished, got his degree in economics from USC.
I think I remember hearing him talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl left the music industry to go to college, right? That was her loophole in her contract. Roxanne Shanté.
Did she?
I think so. I think her last record deal.
And the thing is, she could have kept right on doing both, just like Entice.
Well, yeah.
And that's another one, Entice.
Yes.
Proud graduate of Bennett College.
Yes, right.
You know what I'm saying?
But Roxanne Shanté, she
she's
gonna live forever in music. And she I guess she's doing whatever she wants.
She got into social work, but she's on the radio now.
Okay.
She's on at least I've heard her on there. I can't remember if it was satellite or or regular radio. But I know that, but that doesn't mean she's not still doing the other stuff the way technology's made it so you can.
She's still around.
More than one thing.
In the last 5 years, Netflix did a joint on her.
Oh, word.
A movie. So she got some presence.
Right. Mos Def, graduated from New York University. Yep. Yeah. Paul Wall. Paul Wall, baby.
Well, he went to Southern Texas.
University of Houston.
Houston, okay.
He probably told Lil Wayne, come on. Like, it's dope down here, homie.
Yeah. Is that the one they do the College Hill show with the celebrities? Is that the school?
I don't know. I've never seen that show.
Mm-hmm. Me either. I hear them talk about it.
Let me see. Oh, and he majored in mass communications. So another communications guy. Tracy Lee went to Howard University.
Yes.
They don't say what his degree was in.
I don't think he graduated because once his mixtape took off, I think he left school. Yeah. Then he got the feature from Big. So there was even more. Lords of the Underground.
Did they graduate? They at Shaw St. Aug.
They was at Shaw.
Shaw. All right.
Yeah. Ninth Wonder.
Ninth Wonder graduated.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Central?
I think he did.
Yeah, I think him and all those boys might graduate. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Ninth Wonder graduated.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Central University.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes, all right, what's our point? Okay. All those people that you heard about, those are arguably the most lyrical rappers out there. A lot of those on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, we know at best you can say, hey, well, staying in the world of academia did something for the way that they write.
Or the way they do business.
And the way they do business too. Like there's a lot of longevity. Yeah. But a few one hit wonder sprinkled in there too. Yeah. You got right. Tracy Lee, Young MC, cats like that.
Okay.
Not to undermine their accomplishments.
Right.
But
I think it's different now. Like today, if you know of those artists who graduated versus the ones from 20 something years ago, 30.
Maybe the reason this list has artists from so long ago is that maybe a lot of rappers today aren't going to college like they used to. Oh. Not finishing. Because we have a lot of them that start.
Yeah.
And
don't finish.
And don't have it. Or they haven't reached that point because some of these artists started, did their rap career, and went back and finished.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we haven't reached that chapter for the new artists yet. So who knows? Blueface one day might decide to go back and finish. If he got 2 years on his belt already, he's halfway there.
Yeah.
It's not as hard to do when you get that start.
Right.
So, you never know it with the newer artists. But the point is, you hear about how many people all of these artists have had sex with nowadays. You hear about how many people they shot. You know how many times they went to jail.
You don't hear about it. No.
You don't hear about what school they went to.
No.
When they graduated. And
right.
And the sad part is that participating in the hip hop that values, I'm doing air quotes, realism, you may not be able to divulge too much information about your educational background without being shunned. Well, there was one time when you couldn't. And we can say, look at Boss and what happened to her.
Right.
And it wasn't about her going to college. It was just that she went to a private school was enough.
She was in the suburbs.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, I don't even know if she lived in the suburbs.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she went hood.
Like it, but that's the thing. She went to a private school, but we don't even know what circumstances she went to that private school under. She could have been just as hood as everybody else. Ended the some of the most hood people in Detroit, but you know, she might have had to, like that. This scenario is a possibility. Just because she went to a private school does not mean that the rest of her life did not shape her background enough for her to be able to write the raps or participate in the type of rap that she was in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they give vouchers for inner city students. You know, there's all kind of ways you can end up at a private school. It doesn't always mean that your parents made so much money that you just a shoe-in. You know, somebody could have been one person, could have been a grandmother or somebody. Like, girl, there's a program. You know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance. But the fact of the matter is that just by exposing that she had access to a decent education was enough to stop her trajectory back then.
Right. And it's not like today where we had social media and worldwide reach at the tip of our fingers. Because, like you said, she could have been from the hood, and there might have been somebody that would have validated where she was from.
But yep, we didn't have
that access.
They would have been right on YouTube. Y'all get off my girl, Ja. Right. She been real. She been down right here representing the whole time. You know what I'm saying? But we all got the voucher. Right. She was the only one that stayed. We were proud of her. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what right the situation was.
Right.
And back then, you're right. There was no way to find out. So it was just the end. But I don't think,
nowadays,
you know.
Nowadays, it don't matter.
I don't know. Do you, at night, I wonder. It didn't matter about, you know, Rick Ross being a corrections officer.
I'm glad you said it. Because
right.
Because I was about to
right
say.
But
I think that's
I wonder,
what changed it.
Right, right. But, you know, I still kind of wonder, you know, what would happen if you find out that Sexy Red had a law degree?
It wouldn't surprise me because it's lawyers that pop off to her music.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do you think, would she lose fans or would law school get a bunch of tricks? You know what I'm saying? All the hoochies go to law school in the next 3 years. Like, I'm trying to do a Sexy Red. We just asking a question.
Yeah.
What effect would that have today if you find out somebody was more educated than they appear to be?
Right, right. Just like your girl, Meg. Meg graduated, and this is recent. You know, Meg
right
is a recent artist who
and she writes her own stuff.
Graduated recently, so why don't we hear about that? But, well, early on, I take that back because she had a track and a video.
Yeah, I think that her story, you know, being a college student was
public.
Fairly public. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I don't
she, said
you know,
it.
She definitely didn't try to hide it, I don't
no
think, you know.
No.
So yeah, she's one and that counts, you know. I think I saw that Saweetie graduated from somewhere. Let me look that up.
So it's a teacher in I forgot what.
Yeah, Saweetie got a degree from USC too, just like Young MC.
Oh damn! Oh damn! But
yeah,
the teacher got fired because she raps. But and I heard this on the radio on the morning show that I was listening to, so I had to go look it up. His teacher didn't get fired because she raps. She got fired because of the content of her videos and some of her lyrics, and having students in the videos.
Wow. Well, you know, you gotta make wise decisions out here.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have kids in your video, at least watch your content, especially if you're a teacher. I mean, I can't vouch.
I know gang members with jobs.
Hey, but that no, you gotta go. You can't go to work banging. You know what I'm saying? You bang when you get home.
That's what I'm saying. So do you think that'll start somebody's career because they are in college? Or nobody's bold enough to try it.
I don't think it'll matter now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Bigger than all these other questions we ask is isn't this a good accomplishment to be celebrated?
Absolutely.
So, like, I would, you know, I would love to see people celebrate Saweetie's degree.
Mm-hmm.
She started at San Diego State University.
Right.
And transferred to USC. You know?
So if she, and not talking about Saweetie, but let's just say Girl. So if Girl is, has the potential, this her last semester, she's going to graduate. I know it's not valedictorian of college, but, you know, one of them cum laudes or something. And she dropped her music video, and her song picks up. But it's about how good her coochie is. How do you think the school would react to that?
Well, you said she graduated already.
No, she's on the verge of graduating.
They can't do anything about it. You know, unless you're at one of those, you know, one of those private Christian colleges that has a clause about behavior and all that and expectations. Other than that, you know, a public university doesn't care what you do with your free time. You're not going to get kicked out for having an OnlyFans page unless you're at, like, Brigham Young or somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I asked that question because, like, as many college kids as there are, why haven't we had her? That was the point.
You know? Be the girl with the degree that's talking that?
Yeah, like
Megan Thee Stallion. Well, is a girl with degree with the degree talking, that tells you how good the stuff is.
No, she ain't talking that college stuff though.
Oh, nobody's done it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why haven't we had her?
And you know, here's something. Like, if you've been to school or partied with college students, like there was a time in the 90s where you would go to a party and they had songs that were kind of, you know, especially if you're around a historically black college or university, HBCU, they had little underground joints that would shout out the different colleges, shout out the sororities and fraternities and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like there's not money to be made by catering some of your sound to people who are pursuing a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, everything's catered to the streets now, but everybody's not in the streets.
Right.
You know, and the only money is not in the streets. These people going to school, they're going to graduate, and they're going to be right at J. Cole, what's it called?
Drink. Man, you know it's called Dreamville.
Dreamville. I started to say Dream Fest. I ain't want to mess it up. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long day. My family got me up early. But, yeah, so they're still going to be, they're going to be at Dreamville spending money.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Those are the ones that really do spend money.
Right. So you know, there's, hey, if you had all of these, this many rappers that attended college, you know, there's the content about the street part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They attended at their houses, you know, and walk out the door, this is what you see. What about the stories from college?
Right.
Or that time in your life? And we don't hear anything about that. And the same, and I think that could be influential. I think it would be influential for a girl to know that, you know, you see, like, you take Saweetie, Megan Thee Stallion, and I, like you said, you know, you already knew about Megan Thee Stallion, but you take both of them, and, you know, these are college students too. And I think that would be beneficial to push that narrative just as much as any other narrative.
Right.
You know, we could use that in the community right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of kids graduating, it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I know that, you know, college isn't for everybody. And you may not end up working in your field. But what happens when you go, like I said, you expand your horizons a little bit. You know, even if it's just for a little while, you get a chance to get away from your hometown. You know, even if you go for a year, you meet some people. You might meet a guy, you know, you might meet somebody who's going to be a famous director one day.
Or you can establish your fan base.
Right, right.
I mean,
even put if you where people are partying for sure.
Yeah, even if you don't make music right now, go to college and start making music.
Right.
The first thing you're going to do is find other like-minded people to make music to. And who knows, you might come up with a sound.
Right.
A hit.
Right.
Because it's diverse. You know, yeah. All that diversity. And just because somebody look like you don't mean they're exactly like you. That's what I mean by diversity.
That's one of the biggest advantages to getting out of your element and going to school. Because, you know, it's easy to assume that whatever your life is,
right,
this is life for everybody.
Right.
And, you know.
It might be. They just do it. It's just different.
Yeah, it's absolutely different. But but you may come from, like, let's take Eastern North Carolina, for example, where we're from. You get a chance to get out, like, we've seen people, you know, you get a different idea of what having something means. When you mess around and you go to college and go home with a student, you know, it might be some other black person you met. And then you get to that house and you're like, good God, I never even met a black person with a house this big. You see what I'm saying? Right. You know, I didn't even know that people, and then you find out they live in a whole neighborhood full of people like this. You're like, what? A whole neighborhood full of, you know, you just got to get out and see what's going on. It also give you a chance to explore the city that your college is in. And, you know, and people who aren't going to college, you get to know them too. You know, if you go to school, don't waste all your time on campus. Mm-hmm. You know, get out and meet some people. They won't hurt you.
Right. It's you out there bullshitting. They will hurt you.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
But yeah, the question of the day, and you know, we're gonna keep this one fairly short. This was just to let you know, hey, there are rappers out here with college degrees and they're not telling you about it.
Right.
So we're gonna tell you about it.
That's a part of artist accountability.
Right.
Because
you got a degree, let somebody know. That's something to be celebrated.
Right.
You know, like one thing that used to kinda work me a little bit, and this is not for anybody who went to jail. Like, I'm not saying I'm mad at you, but dudes get out of jail, be a big old party, everybody show up. Dudes graduate from school, they be sitting there by themselves that evening.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Celebrate these people, that accomplishment too, is, you know.
Like, I think it's changed a little bit now, and I know the era that you're talking about, that was happening then, but it's so many people who go to some level of college now. Like, it's hard to find a group of people where, you know, some of them don't have some kind of education with them. And I'm talking about you sitting in a room full of killers.
Yeah, somebody went to school, right?
Yeah, one or two of them went to school, you know.
Right.
And shit, like, I know where I'm from, it's hard for me to run across somebody who don't have a criminal record. And it was like that for a long time, but now it's like,
you don't see it as much.
No, you still see it, but all these people got college degrees and stuff.
You said the ones with criminal records.
I mean, they could have criminal records and have college credits.
Hey, I know dudes that came out of jail with college degrees.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
You know, you can be
federal prison.
Federal, yeah. It was fair time. It was fair time.
Because state, I don't even think you could really have books. Forget about it.
But yeah, you know, now you got a whole different conversation. You need to commit the right kind of crimes.
Right.
Access to college and prison. But yeah, dudes can come out of jail with a degree.
Yo, at least an associate's or a high school diploma, guaranteed.
Well, yeah, you can probably get your high school diploma in almost any.
Yeah, you probably can get them in there. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They'll give you that. At least your GED, I think.
Yeah. So we're saying it's time to celebrate other accomplishments besides street accomplishments.
Right, right.
You know?
And I like the conversation because, you know, it had me thinking about it. Like when I said a minute ago about establishing your fan base. And establishing that kind of fan base is different than, you know, like the normal fan base of just people your age and stuff, because that fan base right there, I consider those people like real fans, because they it's finance involved. Like, they will actually spend money, not just, you know what I'm saying, not just consume your music or your craft without actually spending money. And I think that's the end game. If you
truly, I don't know, Naps to start with them college students.
I could kind of remember Napster, but what's Napster?
It was the original way. It was a file sharing service.
Okay.
But, you know, so you say, hey, I got Gucci Mane album, Jay-Z album, Scarface album, you know.
Right.
And you just put it onto Napster, and people can just go through everybody. Any files that you share is available for everybody. Okay. And that's where the conversation started about, you know, we're losing money to illegal downloads.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, Napster was yeah. the first big major player.
Okay. Well, if somebody go download your stuff in college, you're gonna get a show.
Yeah.
You can sell a CD on campus.
Yeah, and they yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, they bring artists to campuses. All the time, not some of the time. All the time.
Right.
You know, you can have a little minor regional hit, and you'll eat around your college, your local colleges. You might have 6 homecomings in a 70-mile radius, and your song is hot in that area.
Right.
Well, guess who's doing homecomings?
Yes.
And they pay money, real money. So explore it. But, you know, outside of college, college degrees, we need to celebrate artists that are married and have been able to stay married. You know, we need to celebrate artists that, you know, are good fathers. You know what I'm saying? We need to celebrate artists that haven't been in trouble. Right. You know, that haven't given you any drama through their career at all. You know, they don't get the attention. So this is our way of saying, hey, shout out to them cats that got those college degrees. And we're asking you, hey, make a bigger deal out of it. Right. You could inspire some people. You know, a lot of these people come from humble beginnings.
Yes.
And if you made it out of your humble beginnings, not only to become a rap star, but you also went to college too. Like, that's a big deal. You know, should be celebrated. And we definitely celebrate people who made it out of the hood.
It's sad that it's not celebrated, because the hood stuff is celebrated.
Right, right.
You know, that's the sad part. And it may not be.
And there's some legitimate accomplishments that should be celebrated in the hood as well. Right. Like, and then if you got out of jail, you should. Yeah, it's time to celebrate. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying don't celebrate your accomplishments that are not college either. But I'm saying celebrate your college accomplishments the same way.
Yeah.
How you say, put that same, have that same energy.
That same energy. Yes, sir.
And you could possibly influence the next generation to do differently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
That's dope. This episode should be a part of the subscription service. Because this game right here, you know, it might start dialogue that somebody else, they wouldn't have thought of before.
Right, right. You know? And not only, you know, to get to college, you got to pay attention to high school. And that also, all these high school kids that are listening to these artists, you're like, you know, you tell me Ice Cube. I mean, not high school student wouldn't care about Ice Cube, may care about Saweetie or Megan Thee Stallion a little bit more.
Right. But
when they were where you are, they did well enough to go to college.
Right, right.
So that means that, yeah, they had fun from age 14, 18 or whatever, but they also did their schoolwork.
Right.
What was assigned to them.
And it's crazy because, like, basketball, football, baseball, whatever the sport, is so closely tied to college and academia. Like, why is hip-hop or rap way over here on the other side.
Well, music in general, like to further your career in the athletics, you have to pass through the college system.
Mm-hmm.
But to further your career in music, you know, at some point you're gonna have to leave the college system. Yeah. So it's you know, it's not even really designed
for that.
For that, right? Because you have to, like they make a way for you to attend all your classes if you're gonna be playing in the NCAA tournament mm-hmm. in March. But if you got a little record deal, you know, it's like some people work with you though. You know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, we talk about Entice, you had to have something worked out because.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
It had to been some, but, you know, she also had it worked out on the other side, on the hip-hop side. It was like, I have to be in class and this time. I'm available from here to here.
She had that structure.
Right, the structure.
Her mom. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, that you know, that's an advantage, too.
It is, and that's exactly why it's so important for these rappers to celebrate this part of their accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Because if you're coming from a home where nobody went to school and you look up to a rapper, you know, and your idols can be as big an influence as any parent easily.
Mm-hmm.
That is the person that you know that went to school. I don't know anybody who went to school. Nobody in my family went to school. Nobody on my block went to school.
Right.
Nobody in my district went to school. It's a terrible place. But guess what? You listen to Megan Thee Stallion every day. She's your favorite rapper. She went to school. Hmm. Boom. You know, that could cut a light on for somebody. So, hey, that's our good word for the day. Celebrate your positive accomplishments outside of the streets and hip-hop. Let people know what else you're doing. Could inspire the next generation to be great. It's the Capital City Podcast. I'm your host, Capital J, alongside my main man,
D.L. Glass.
And we're college graduates.